Congress soon will consider whether to renew and perhaps strengthen a law passed in 1996 that gives coverage of mental illness parity with physical illness. Among those with a stake in the outcome is a nearly $10 billion industry in the U.S. that delivers mental health care and substance abuse treatment. In the first of two reports, Madge Kaplan of member station WGBH in Boston reports on why this industry has grown so large.
In the beginning, managed care companies tried to do it all, deliver medical care and help patients with behavioral problems. But by the early 1990s, many plans were accused of falling short. Programs that had been promised were never launched, and it wasn't clear how money earmarked for mental health and substance abuse treatment was being spent. So health plans were pressured to outsource these services to a new breed of healthcare manager. Today, some 164 million privately and publicly insured Americans find psychological help by following a path that diverges from the rest of healthcare. They don't consult with their primary care provider first. They typically are directed to an 800 number, like this one, instead.
Thank you for calling Magellan Behavioral Health, serving the members of
Magellan Behavioral Health is the giant of the industry, controlling nearly a third of the market. The company was forced to file for bankruptcy this year due to a massive acquisition spree and the resulting enormous debt. But analysts say with 54 million Americans under contract, this is a case of too big to fail, and it looks like new investors will help Magellan successfully reorganize. Clark Ross was the CEO of the industry's trade group, and he held top positions in both consumer mental health and state government associations. He says managed behavioral health care companies, there are now about a dozen besides Magellan, have succeeded in their efforts to help some people, mostly those in need of short-term care.
Studies show that they have increased outpatient visits for non-seriously mentally ill persons. The person that has a single episode of depression has received much more appropriate and better services since we've had managed behavioral health care.
In fact, decades of relying on psychiatric hospitalization for such episodes have been reversed. Experts say this is the main reason mental health's share of overall health care spending has gone down. But in order to cut costs and make money at the same time, behavioral health care companies have kept benefits for privately insured patients pretty bare bones. Again, Clark Ross.
The standard, typical, stereotype mental health benefit is 30 days of hospitalization a year, 20 outpatient visits a year, and a 50% copayment.
And there have been plenty of complaints over the years, from having to reveal personal problems to complete strangers answering 800 lines, to not being able to find a therapist because the provider lists are outdated. Behavioral health companies now are blamed for cutting too many psychiatric beds out of the system and for failing to respond quickly and appropriately to children in crisis. Lisa Lambert is a family mental health advocate in Massachusetts. She says provider networks are too tightly controlled.
Many times the panel of providers doesn't include enough child and adolescent psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, and there's a real wait for services.
Physician organizations are uniformly opposed to this way of handling mental health care. They say the system has disrupted treatment and forced doctors to spend hours on the phone begging for extra inpatient days or outpatient therapy for their patients. Bruce Cohen is president and chief psychiatrist of McLean Hospital, just outside Boston. He says it makes no sense to siphon off mental health from the rest of medical care, especially now that the biological bases for depression, manic depression, etc., are so widely understood.
Lots of people have these illnesses. The Surgeon General clearly documented they are medical illnesses. They're affecting one out of four, one out of five people. Why should they call an 800 number instead of getting treatment through their usual primary care practitioner, through the usual referral system, with the usual integration of care?
Ironically, the movement for mental health parity, which Dr. Cohen backs, is fueling greater dependence on behavioral health care companies. Some 32 different state parity laws have become a real headache for national health plans and employers to sort out on their own. If a more comprehensive federal parity law is adopted, the expertise of the behavioral industry may be needed even more to control costs while they bring all health care plans into compliance. For NPR News, I'm Madge Kaplan in Boston.
Tomorrow, behavioral health companies and Medicaid in Massachusetts.